AFL draft last week, there were some fantastic stories emerge, and certainly a great story for the Greater Western Victoria Rebels, or formerly the North Ballarat Rebels, who had four players drafted in the top 23. No other under-18 club or club around Australia had a better result than that. And the coach of the club, David Loader, has been good enough to join us this morning, not only about the four boys that have been drafted, but also his journey in the last couple of years. David, welcome to the show.
G'day, Julian. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You must be on cloud nine after that result last week. Just personally, when you see, I mean, I'm sure when any player under your tutelage gets drafted, it's a big thrill. But to see four in the top 23, that must have been fantastic for you and everyone at the footy club.
Yeah, it was, mate. It was, look, super exciting to see four young men go and get a crack at living their dream now. And they've put in the hard yards over a couple of challenging years. I think it's been done to death, the COVID situation and how hard it's been on some of the regional boys. But, we were wrapped with the results last week.
I'll get a word on each of the four boys with you shortly, but just your own journey. We know that, as you say, we're a bit done to death with talking about COVID, but it affected so many people in footy's lives, particularly in 2020 when it first hit. You were another one that was affected. You were working at North Melbourne. Your position, unfortunately, became redundant, and you went back to the Rebels, a club you'd known so well. Just take us back to that time in 2020. How difficult was that for you?
Well, it's always a challenge, I suppose. I'm probably a little bit different to a lot, Julian. I was never talented enough to play at the highest level, so I had a relatively long road to get in, obviously, to the position at North Melbourne. I coached country footy and started when I was pretty much my early 20s. I had 10 years basically coaching at country level, and then I came into Ballarat and I had 9 years with the Rebels and then got a chance at North Melbourne and had 5 years there, with it culminating, I suppose, in 2020 with the pandemic coming through and a lot of people losing their jobs. So I was fortunate that I was able to come back to local town, I suppose, where I grew up and realign with the Rebels again. The coaching opportunity came up and I jumped at that. And we've had 12 months back in the seat working with a local boy. So that side of it's been terrific, mate. Obviously, we'd all love to still be working in the AFL, but hopefully that'll open up again over the next couple of years.
I was going to say, David, you've got a desire to get back to the top level?
Yeah, I'd love to get back in. I really love the cut and thrust of the day-to-day workings of an AFL club. Whether those opportunities present themselves or not, that'll be up to others to decide, Julian. But I certainly love my time at North Melbourne. I worked with some great people and learned a lot, mainly under Brad Scott. I worked under Scotty for a few years, but certainly when Reece came in, we had a few months under him before the pandemic hit. But my time there was fantastic. And when you get to work alongside guys like Gavin Brown, you learn a lot. And, I was much better for the experience.
You mentioned there before in one of your previous answers how big a challenge it's been for the regional boys and the girls in the talent pathway systems in the last couple of years. Just on Friday after the draft, we had a few callers and a few texts just saying they get a bit annoyed about how much pump up the private schools get for all the work they do and producing so many AFL players. And I guess a club like the Sandringham Dragons would benefit from that. A lot of those private school kids are going through their system. How more significant is the challenge in the regional areas compared to here in Melbourne?
Well, I suppose the challenge for our boys is travel, number one, Julian. I mean, we can only train one night a week. We actually only had 9 sessions with the boys this year when we got our entire squad in, just due to the distance travelled. And I'll bring up a player like Jamison Ballantyne. He's got 3.5 hours to travel to get to a training session. So we sort of can't get the group together any more than once a week. And even that's a big commitment for a lot of our regional boys. And obviously the private school thing, it's an interesting conversation to have, that everyone's trying to promote their own pathway, if you like. So I can understand perfectly why the schools do what they do. But certainly when you sit in the NAB seat, you want to promote the NAB competition as much as we possibly can. So it's always going to be a bit of I suppose, tug of war between everyone trying to get their day in the sun a bit. But our young boys and girls just put in a phenomenal effort to get to training and to get to play games and that, mate. People would be astonished at how much some of these regional kids give up to try and get a crack at playing the big time.
Speaking to David Loader, coach of the Rebels, who had four players drafted in the top 23 in the national draft last week. You mentioned Jamison Ballantyne there. We've got a text from Dom saying, can you ask David Loader about three Rebels who missed out? Josh Wrench, Jamison Ballantyne, and also Charlie Molan, who a lot of people thought all those three boys might get a chance next year.
Yeah, look, well, they've been outstanding players. I've touched on Jamison. Jamison's growth this year was phenomenal. We had quite a bit of interest in him late in the season. And like I said, the boys' commitment to wanting to be better is outstanding. And each and every one of those boys will bounce. They'll try and prove everyone wrong. Josh Wrench won the Morris Medal for the best player in the competition. You know, 198-100 kilo power forward that can go in the ruck as well. I thought Josh was perhaps a touch unlucky. And Charlie Molan won our best and fairest. He's just he's the traditional footballer's footballer. He can play all areas of the ground. He had a phenomenal year with us. He played well down back through the middle of the ground and then forward. And I felt they were extremely unlucky, but I'm sure every coach in every NAB team and across all junior pathways in Australia are sitting back saying, gee, we had kids that were unlucky not to go. So I suppose the thing from here, Julian, is what's next for these boys, yep. and how do we accommodate them and give them an opportunity to go and live their dreams? Because we're talking about some pretty talented kids here that just didn't get a chance, but we're probably frightfully unlucky. So, you know, we're working through that at the minute, having the conversations with the boys and their management and our VFL teams and state league teams as to what's best for their development now.
Yeah, I'm sure that is a massive challenge for the boys that don't get drafted. Let's just get a quick word on the four that did. You know them better than anyone. First of all, with Kyle Lohman, were you surprised when his name was read out that early?
I wasn't, Julian. But again, I'm probably privy to some conversations a bit more than everyone else. But no, I wasn't. Look, Kyle's got AFL attributes, falling out of his kit bag, really. He's a really powerful, exciting player. He's terrifically strong overhead. He's very, very naturally athletic. And he works hard, and some of the numbers he puts out when he's up and running are phenomenal. So I wasn't surprised to see him go where he went, because I think all of those four boys have got capabilities to play AFL footy early on. It didn't really surprise me at all. It might have surprised a few, but again, that was probably just how the media had portrayed it a bit, and it's hard not to follow the media and say, well, you know, this must be where he's going to go. So, but a great result for Coy, and you know, he's going to have a lot of fun, and we've got a real relationship now with the Brisbane Lions. I think that's five players they've taken in the last 6 years or something like that. So, it's great to see.
You mentioned there you think the four boys can play some senior footy next year. Just finally, on that greater challenge, it's been really tough for the boys in the Victorian system for 2 years now. And we saw even in Jamara Ugle-Hagan, there's big expectations on him last year, and he didn't play that much senior football, even though some of the other boys played a lot, like Nick Cox at Essendon. But does expectations on these kids out of Victoria have to be tempered a bit, given they've had two really interrupted years?
I think it's going to be really up to what the individuals like. Even though they haven't played a lot of footy, those boys, they've done probably everything they possibly could to make themselves better. The one thing that COVID did present to us, Julian, was it really sorted out the kids that were self-driven from the ones that perhaps, arguably at stages had a little bit more talent, but just were just going along for the ride a bit. So I found so many young men throughout our region, as every coach in their regions would have, but that were just working so hard when they, you know, there was no real framework around them doing that. They just wanted to get better. And that goes for the four boys that got drafted and another 20 kids in our region that knuckled down, improved out of sight. And when we basically broke out the back end of COVID to start playing footy again, the whole landscape had changed for us. We were finding kids that, you know, had been a mile off 18 months ago that all of a sudden had put themselves right in the picture. So those four boys didn't take their foot off the pedal. And at the end of the day, you've got to be a self-starter. You have to be self-driven to make it the best level. So I have great confidence in those four boys going forward.
Yeah, it's a great achievement. David, well done to yourself. Well done to the footy club. To get four in the top 23 is a great achievement. On a personal note, I hope we see you back in the AFL system very shortly. Thanks for your time this morning.
Good on you. Thanks, Julian.
Great to chat to David Loader from the Rebels, as we say. Great draft night for them. Four players in the top 23.